For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, hour number two. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Houston. Let's check in with Mr. John Littleton this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, John. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Captain.
What is up?
Sitting here in my truck watching my little pet raccoon across the street run and check out the garbage can and see what he's having
diver.
For breakfast. that sucker has got to weigh about 20 pounds. He is a nice one. He's pretty big.
Good over in, eating good in the hood over in your neck of the woods, man.
Yes, sir. They putting him out some chicken bones or something. I don't know. But, there's a few around out here. I mean, you know, we see them, and I don't know. They just running up. They run up and down the streets early in the morning like that. They know trash day, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So they get used to it. That's when I used to keep my cat food out on the patio, and he'd come out there, or some of them would come out there and eat it, and had to change that routine, but oh well. It's too damn hot.
I had an old cat straight up
that.
To my house years ago, and I named him Kit Kat. Goofy cat, but he found a home. He just decided he was going to live at my house. And my wife's going, we need to get rid of that cat. I said, what do you want me to do with him? I mean, I can tell you can take a cat off 10 miles away, and he's going to come back to you if he wants to live there. So,
oh yeah.
Well, I end up getting it some food and feeding it and all that. And I'm going, I can't believe the amount of food this cat's eating, and he's not that big. Well, I put a game cam out there.
Yeah.
It was a party going on at night. That cat, all of his buddies were raccoons. I mean, they'd have a party every night in the middle of the night, and they're all the coons are coming in there and eating his food while he's eating with them. I'm going, look at that.
Oh, man.
Huh. They'd play together.
Yeah.
I'm going, and then, I don't know, a couple of weeks later, he looked like a flounder in front of my driveway when I pulled out to go fishing one morning. He had that uniroyal look. He was flat as a pancake. Somebody hit him during the night.
Oh, man. Well,
that's what he gets for running with them raccoons, man.
I know. Hanging with the bad crowd.
That's it.
You know? Yes, sir. Mickey, it's hot. Gosh, dog.
Yeah, it's hot. Warm, brother. It is,
yeah,
August.
I tell you what, them boat seats, I tell you, you get out there at 10, 11 o'clock, and you up there fishing, you go and jump in that seat to move to another spot, it will burn you up.
That's why
quick.
Everything in my boat is white, the seats.
Right. Well, mine are gray, but...
Oh, yeah, they get hot.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep a big old beach towel, and I just dunk it in the water and throw it on the seat, and sit on it. But, it'll be dry by the time you get to your next spot, The sun and wind, and well, there's no wind. We're not having any wind up here. Very, very little. But it's the dog days of summer,
Yes,
you get
is.
better get out there and get you one or two early, and then
I can't even believe kids are already starting back to school, man.
Ours started Wednesday.
Yeah, same
our
over
grandkids.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah, they started Wednesday. Yep. It is definitely hot, and now we're catching fish, Mickey. We're catching a lot of little ones. I mean, I say it all the time. Everybody talks about it. Where are all these 13.5-inch pound and 3/4 fish coming from? And we're trying to catch 14-inch keepers, and here's the other thing. We're catching some.
That's why there's so many 13.5s, because nobody can keep them. You got to throw them back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're catching some 14.5s, 14 3/4, but they weigh less than the 13 3/4-inch.
Isn't that
fish.
Something?
Yeah. So, I don't know. We had a meeting last night. We got a tournament, our club tournament tomorrow, and we were talking about that, and it's like, this fisherman, how fishermen tails go, but there's five fish limits being caught that are 8-9 pounds.
Yeah.
They're just barely, they're keepers, but they just don't weigh a lot.
Right.
But you better pack you a whole bunch of patience and get your best plastic and get out there and throw it under a boat dock or a cypress tree and take a nap and then move it, because it's going to be slow fishing. So... I'm going to go out this morning. I'm not going to go early, but I'm going to go, out today and ride around. And water looks awesome. Water levels, we're a little over full pool. We're 42.58, and level is 42.40. So, we're just a slight bit above pool. But the water clarity looks good. Heck, you can see 8-10 inches in some areas, and that's awesome for
Lake Houston. Yeah, if we don't get any more rain, it'll even get better and better, as fall approaches.
Right. Yeah, it's almost too clean, I don't know. We're going to go fishing. We got our club tournament tomorrow, and we're going to go out to lake and see what we can catch. I will catch some fish, but. We did cut back an hour on the time. I suggested we fish from safe light till noon and then be in line with your fish by 12:30. Mm-hmm. And normally we do safe light to 3, be in line by 3:30. But everybody decided on fish till 2 o'clock. Be in line with your fish at 2:30. So knock an hour off the tournament. But you watch, I'll stumble on them about 1:50.
It always happens
and got 10 minutes to pitch.
Yeah. There you go.
Then I'll kick myself for suggesting to cut back on the time. But, you know, it's not just the fishermen, you know, it's bad on the fish. You know, you catch them at 7 o'clock and bounce around.
Oh, yeah,
and
to be in that,
you know,
live well, bouncing around, and then plus the heat and everything else, it puts a lot of stress on these fish, man.
Right, yeah. I know another tournament trail I fish, you know, they went to just fishing 6 tournaments, January through June, and then they cut off their tournament trail until the championships are in September. And, you know, they don't fish July and August, which is, you know, I mean, that's fine with me. I'm too old to be getting out there and baking in that sun like that anyhow.
Right.
But I wanted to mention, too, Mickey, we got, you know, every year I always help that Kids Unlimited, and we got our raffle thing going on.
You read
again.
My mail. I was just fixing to ask you about that, if y'all were still having that, and I knew it was this time of year, you know.
Yeah, I got my flyers and stuff. I didn't get that. They're really pushing selling tickets online, you know, so, you know, but I know there's some old school people like me that like to touch a ticket, you know, but if anybody wanted some, you know, I can get them some, but it's just they got 16 guns they're giving away and a bunch of trips and, you know, stuff like that and some other stuff. And always good about the gun thing, you know, they're all at Bass Pro Shops or Cabela's, you know, and but, you know, if you win a gun and you don't want the gun or need it, you can take whatever the retail price is of that gun and buy anything in the store. They basically give you a gift card, you know, for you know, whatever that gun retails for. So
right.
You know, it always, you know, works out pretty good, but no, they got that going on. You can just go to Kids Unlimited and look it up and find it. And yep. But, raise money for them kids.
Yeah. And got a shot.
And then they have their
nice prize too, man.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's some good guns on there. But, you know, but no, we're going to go out today and ride around, and I'm going to ride around and find me a place I can go jump in the lake and cool off. Or, you know, they are allowing us to do that on some of these tournaments I've fished, to where, you know, most of the tournaments, you know, in the rules, it says you can't get out of your boat, you know, but, they're letting us get out, and you can jump in the water and cool off and then get back in. So there's a couple there. You can go underneath 1960 Bridge. You just got to get out a little bit because of those sandbags they got down there. They got that slime on them. You got to watch. And people get hung on them. And last thing you want to do is jump out and step on a crankbait hung to one of them bags underneath the water.
That wouldn't feel so
good. That wouldn't
be
fun.
No.
That would not feel good at all. But we're going to go catch them and, you know, try to get us a little check and play the game again next month. So, yeah.
Now, water temperatures are up.
They are.
Maybe there's some big old bass ganged up in a deep hole somewhere with crankbaits.
I know of 2 or 3 areas that I will hit tomorrow, and I'll drag a Carolina rig or throw a shaky head through it. You know, something slow presentation, because even though you can get that crankbait down there, you know, those fish, to me, this time of year, they're not going to chase that crankbait.
No, that's what Bob was saying earlier. You got to take it down, then just stop it.
Right.
You know, to get a bite on a crankbait right now. So, you know, it'd be more practical, like you're talking about, Carolina and shake your head, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when I say deep, I mean I'm at Lake Houston, I'm talking 10, 12 feet.
Right. That's deep for there, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right, John. Yeah. Well, hey, good luck tomorrow, man. Break a leg. Y'all catch them. Get them.
We're going to try it.
All right. Throw them out a number, my friend.
All right. 281-222-8544.
All right.
Give me a call or shoot me a text.
15 pounds tomorrow. It'd look real good.
It would be awful exciting to get 15 pounds tomorrow.
I guarantee. Yep. All right, John.
Yes, sir.
Well, good luck to you. Y'all catch them up, man.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Mickey.
See you. All right. All right, that's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. I know a guy that's probably sitting on the dock of the bay right now as we speak. That's Dave Fremont down in Texas City, Boyd's One Stop. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Mickey, and you're absolutely right.
Oh, man, how are you today, bud?
I'm doing just fine. Sounds like y'all got things going the right way.
Yeah, we had kind of a hiccup last Friday. What a nightmare.
You know what? Things happen.
They do.
Hardly any of it stops the world from turning. So
life goes on, brother.
That's exactly right. But, yep, sitting on Galveston Bay, sitting on the dock right here in Texas City, and just passed by our shrimp boat docks, and fellers ought to be getting ready right here pretty soon to head out that way, and I'll be glad to see it, because it's been slim pickings on live shrimp here the last, pretty much this last week, and so I'm hoping that they'll have a good catch today, but yesterday was was slim, and it just doesn't last very long, especially when them old speckled trout start showing up like they have here along the dike.
Right.
When you go down the dike in the middle of the day when it's about almost 100 degrees and you see a speckled trout or two caught by an angler with live shrimp, you can pretty well bet that that old bay's got quite a few fish in it. The conditions have been pretty good. So
right.
the same goes for Mosquito Island and some of the little low areas over there by the floodgate. So that's good to see. It's just that live shrimp's a little bit scarce, but get out there and chunk some plastic. I know one fellow sent in a picture of a real nice speckled trout that he had caught with a shrimp tail. One of the local guys makes some lures and drops some off over at Boyd's, and this fish was caught on one of those. It's,
what lures are they?
The lure maker is a fellow by the last name of Brock, and he calls them Brock's Candy, mm-hmm. like the candy name, but it's B-R-O-C-K.
Right.
And we've got some hanging up over there. He also, I think, provides us with some sinkers and some leaders and stuff like that. But I've heard more and more people catching some fish. If you take something off the shelf and get out there under good conditions and chunk it, you'll just about all, you know, catch something just about with any lure. I still use them strawberry hoagies, Mickey. I never could get.
Don't have a white tail on them, do you?
Oh, absolutely. I didn't know they didn't make them.
I didn't know there was any other kind, huh? Just a straight strawberry. Got to have that cool tip, that white tip, man.
When it comes to flounder fishing with the shrimp tails, I cut my teeth on them hoagies, and I've never quit them. Oh, I use a lot of the other ones too. Don't get me wrong.
Up to
and including that that gulp, you can catch an awful lot of flounder on them. But man, when the flounder runs on, they'll just about eat anything. But flounder,
you drag
are not it
too, across them, they'll come get it, man.
Yeah, they're not too picky. They got one thing on their mind, and that's get fattened up before they head out into the Gulf and do their thing. So they'll jump on anything, and a lot of times size doesn't make any difference. They choke to death on a 7-8 inch mullet like it isn't nothing, you know. But
exactly.
Anyway, things have improved in terms of the bay. Good grief, man, we've had so many things thrown at us in terms of floods and you name it. it's just great to see the water conditions being like they were like yesterday when I rode out to the end and back. The water looked really good. And I anticipate about the same thing to happen today. But it's just a doggone hot. I mean, that's one thing we can't do much about except go fishing early in the morning or late in the evening. And you mentioned a while ago when I was listening to you about the mosquito population being down. It's down
yeah,
here
don't
as
say
well.
That too loud, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, when the dike. The dike opened back up right on August the 1st.
Right.
And man, when I got out here, I figured there was going to be two things, hungry fish and hungry mosquitoes, because they hadn't seen us in a while. Mm-hmm. But the mosquito population is, right now they're not banging on the windows. So I got out yesterday a little bit, and I don't think I even remember one biting this old man, but that was not the case here a month ago.
But boy, just a couple of weeks ago, my goodness.
Yeah, it's just all that rain and stuff just really did something for that. But anyway, other than that, things are shaping up. You know, it's not going to be long, and the Bull Red will be, Bull Reds will be showing up. Here we are already almost in the middle of August, Mickey. You know, in about 60 days, things might start cooling off a bit. Once we hit that late September mark, early October, we have to start having some weak fronts coming in. We'll be right on back into these high temperatures dropping down, but it's been milder, if you want to use that term. It's been milder here than the last few summers past.
Oh yeah, it hadn't been near the summer, you know, that we had last year and the year before. It's been quite pleasant till here about the last week.
That's right. You know
what we, you know, that's what we get for living here. That's part of the game we play. If you don't like getting hot, move up north. But I promise you'll be back in the wintertime. You come back home. Who wants that?
There's a reason why so many people move down here. And a lot of it has to do with that cold weather. I know it gets old after a while. It don't take too long for it to be after a while, and you want to get out of it.
I'm proud to be a Coast Rat.
But it'll get better. I'm looking forward to it. Always like as soon as we get through August, it brings in, we'll have a Bull Red run, and people will be enjoying tugging on them rascals, and then just as soon as you get
run the trout run, all that on into the winter.
As soon as you get tired of tugging on them Bull Red, you can get a light rod and jig for flounder around the pilings and the piers around here, so it'll be a lot of fun. Like we've talked about in terms of meat hauling, those days are just about over. You know, things have just happened to where they put restrictions on the fishing in terms of what you can keep, and so it's just it's a mindset now. But man, you put me out there and let me jig around in pilings for some flounder, I don't care. I don't know if it's, I keep two or whether it's five. It doesn't make any difference to me. It really doesn't. I'm not going to tell you that.
Eat one flounder at a time, you know.
Yeah. But back days, absolutely. I'd have five or six if I had a good morning, five or six flounder and take those rascals home and eat them over the next few days or so, and maybe freeze a couple. But it just doesn't happen anymore nowadays. If I do anything, if I catch one or two, I'll go home and cook those rascals that day or the next, and the wife and I have a nice fish dinner, and that's good enough. But it's going to be all right. Looking forward to it. I've just seen so many little rat reds too, Mickey. Just people catching and releasing some of the rat. I love seeing that, man. The population is there, and then most of these trout that I've seen. Now the one the guy caught yesterday was a keeper, but some of the trout, or especially the guys that are fishing, some of them still fish at night. That's something that's even scarce, man. Normally this time in the morning, on Friday mornings, there would be 6-8 people out there fishing with lights and generators. There was one this morning. It's just everything is down. Mm-hmm. The fishing overall is down. Things are just, man, in the course of the last 5 years, normally on a weekend morning, if we had bait, the parking lot would be plugged up, and then our friends across the street, they would also be jam-packed busy. But things have just settled way down. It's just
inflation, that's a big part of it, friend.
You ain't kidding. I'm going to tell you, I was just fixing to mention it. It is a big part. And then maybe you throw in maybe some of the guides that used to go out and take folks out to catch a lot of fish, you know, to clean a lot of fish and take them home. Those cats may be suffering a little bit as well because of the restrictions put on some of the fish.
Well, you know, but talking to some friends of mine over in Louisiana that guide over there, their bookings are way down too. So it's not the number thing. I think it's more to do with inflation and economy and all that, and it's just starting to take its toll on people after all these years, 3 or 4 years of this, and it's starting to wear thin on folks. But
I'll tell you, you come out and and buy bait and tackle and ice and some groceries and this and that. And then if you got a boat and a price of fuel and all the other stuff, it adds up quick, and it just cuts yes, it down does. On the number of times you go. But you just got to deal with it and just decide what you're going to do and how often you're going to do it. But I believe there's some nice fish to be caught, Mickey, all around this area, around this bay.
Yeah, I've been seeing James sent me a picture of his buddy Dennis caught a 29.5. It weighed just over 8. But, boy, good it grief. Looks fatter than that. That's a fat fish.
Man,
beautiful fish.
Good to see.
That's good to see one like that. And then I saw where somebody caught one a little over 30 night fishing the other night. And said he mentioned it, Coastal Brew Baits. That's what he caught it on. So there's some big ones lurking around out there. You just got to be fortunate enough to weed through all these little fish and grab you one like that.
Yeah, there's some good fish to be caught. Over around the North Jetty, that'd be the same thing. There's some Hulse trout that run that jetty. But you kind of said it too. Man, we used to go out there at night and fish, and we'd catch some big trout fishing on the bottom with cut mullet. I mean, big old trout, them speck. We'd be out there trying to catch some of them old Gulf trout, sand trout years ago. And then, man, every now and then we'd pull in some nice specks and catch them on cut mullet or cut sand trout or whatever you could chunk down there on a double drop leader. So, but there's still some out there.
Catch a big one like that on, you know, bait on the bottom like that. And I've seen it happen a million times in August and early September.
Yeah. Them old redfish ain't got the monopoly on that cut bait. Any of them fish will take it when they can get to it and they're hungry. But anyway, boy, just we don't have live shrimp this morning. The boats will be going out here shortly, and they ought to bring us some in right about midday, right around probably between 11 and 12. And because we're open 24 hours, depending on how much we have, things just we run out. But hopefully Mother Nature will give us a good supply this morning, and we'll go from there.
Freeport, it's real scarce. You know, I was talking to Hammer earlier, and he said that he wasn't able to fish Monday or Tuesday because he couldn't get bait for his customers, you know, over there. And he's having to go across San Luis Pass Bridge and go towards Galveston to be able to get any shrimp at all right now.
Yeah, it's tough right now.
What about croakers and finger mullet?
Well, we do have some croakers and we do have some finger mullets, so we've got a couple of things covered. Look like I took a quick look in the tanks. I don't think we had an awful lot of finger mullet, but the mullet guys are out fishing. They'll bring in some mullet. They come in a few times a day and drop off mullet. Croaker, I think we've got a pretty good supply of croaker this morning, so I think we'll be all right for that. And plenty of dead bait for the folks that want to sit on the dock of the bay and throw out and try to catch a little old croaker or sand trout or something like that.
Is there any size to these sand trout? Are they starting to get a little bit bigger? Nah, anybody catching any decent ones?
No, sir. The ones that I've seen haven't been anything to write home about.
Right.
The days are getting shorter. We haven't been hitting 100-degree marks, so this week's kind of turned things around a little bit. But it won't be long. We're going to be on the downhill slide of these high temperatures, and the bay will start cooling off, and we'll have a pretty good run. The sand trout will be there, and then it won't be long. There'll be a little old croaker run right behind it. So, there's something out there for the fishermen, some puppy drum. A little early for sheephead unless you're fishing right around the rocks and the pier pilings, but there's some fun out there. You just got to get out there and get it.
That is it. All right, buddy. Well, try to stay cool if that's possible, and I appreciate the update from the Tech City Dike this morning and Boyd's One Stop. Give them some info if somebody wants to come down to Boyd's and get hooked up and go fishing. Well,
my pleasure, Mickey, to be able to visit with you on Friday mornings. It makes my weekend, and we'll hopefully hook up with you again soon. Boyd's One Stop's located on the Texas City Dike, or just before you officially get on the dike,
right.
227 Dike Road, right there on the right-hand side. Until we're not, we're open 24 hours to serve you. And 409-945-4001. Boyd's One Stop on Facebook, boydsonestop.com on the computer, and that's about it. Boyd's Cajun Grill sitting right next door waiting to cook you a cheeseburger or anything you like seafood related.
Good food.
So with
there,
that,
buddy.
I'll bid you the top of the morning, my friend.
All right, Dave. Hey, always a pleasure, man. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right, see you, man. All right, that's Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop. You know, folks, if you want to know the latest and greatest in fishing, tune in to Texas Insider Fishing Report. That's Thursday nights at 10:30 p.m. on Bally Sports Southwest, or you can find it on Space City Home Network. And what happens, this show will give you a fresh fishing forecast before the weekend so you can spend more time catching fish. And Texas Insider, what they do, they break down the state into six regions. They have three freshwater for bass and crappie enthusiasts, and three saltwater for the guys who want to catch trout and redfish inshore, or tuna, wahoo, and marlin offshore. So join in with Dave Farrell, Bree Gabrielle, and my friend Captain Rick Murphy to know what's hot and what's not before the weekend. That's every Thursday night at 10:30, Friday mornings at 7 a.m., and Friday evenings at 5 p.m. on Bally Sports Southwest or Space City Home Network. Check it out. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. Final segment. It's 540 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Galveston Way and let's check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning. Mr. Hillman, what's up?
Morning. How you doing?
Buddy.
Hey. It's been a while.
Been a while. Been a while, Kyle.
It has.
Why, Ed, are we cross?
Oh, man. How you been?
Oh, I'm living the dream, brother.
I know you are.
Life is good.
Like my old, I got old buddy of mine. I'd ask, how you doing? He'd say, oh, tolerably well.
Tolerable?
That's how I am right now. Tolerably well. Yeah, like I'm tolerating it. Oh, man. I haven't done much this week. I fished Monday. I fished last week. It was really, really good. It's been one of my better summers overall.
Sure.
Compared to the last couple of years.
A lot better than last year.
Yeah, we haven't had that hard southwest wind every day, and we have fish in a few more places.
God.
I know. Of course, this morning I think it's like west at 13 or something, which kind of been that lately, early.
You know, and the forecast is calling for a north-northeast wind, 5 to 10. They missed that by 100.
Really?
That's what it's been reading all morning. Let me check it again. That was the Galveston, Texas weather forecast.
I'll be dang. I saw some northeast for Sunday, but
now they've changed it. They're calling for north-northwest wind shifting to east at 10 to 20.
Oh, boy.
And then east tomorrow, 5 to 10, and east-northeast, 10 to 20 tomorrow. But, you know, they've been hitting this 20 mark, but it hadn't come close to that. I could have used a 20-mile-an-hour breeze yesterday afternoon, as hot as it was, but we didn't get it. And east wind will be cooler, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. I know.
Definitely.
Worked at mom's property yesterday, did all mowing and weed eating and cutting more limbs and trees. And I tell you
you've been getting it.
Man, I didn't do a lot this week. Like I said, I fished Monday and it kind of slowed down. I said, Rick and Marty came in from Brian and we ended up catching like 9 legal fish. We came in at 11 o'clock, but lots of little ones. It wasn't as good. We've been catching 15 to 30 keepers a morning.
Right.
Mixed in with 30 or 40 throwbacks. I mean, sure. A lot of 60 and 70 fish days, which the small fish, kind of typical for this time of year. I don't care, even when we had 5 and 6 pounders on every street corner, we'd always catch a lot of little fish mixed in when it gets, when the water gets boiling hot like this. But the difference is now the keepers, legal fish, whatever you want to call them, that we're catching, there's no 5 and 6 pounders mixed in with them. they're more 16, 18 inches. We've had a few over 20, but they're just regular fish, and it's fun. It's fun to get bites and all that, but you know, it's just not. We're not catching anything big. Biggest fish I've had in the last 3 weeks. It was about 2-3 weeks ago. Chris Sizemore caught a 24-incher with me. That's the biggest trout we've had.
Yeah.
But and then we've been pulling the plug early on trout, and I've been kind of obsessed with catching redfish lately. I guess because I can't catch any. But like me and Rick and Marty, we stopped trout fishing. Gosh dang, man, about probably 8 o'clock Monday morning. And we spent the next three and a half hours fishing for redfish. And Marty finally caught one on a spinnerbait. But we just still not catching a lot of reds. But ever since I caught that tagged red 3-4 weeks ago, I'm telling everybody to sign up for the Star and all that. And we're really, really trying to catch reds. But you know, I'll probably never catch a tagged red. That's the only one I've ever caught in my life. And, of course, it is one that one of Sammy's guys had already caught and already clipped. But still, it kind of got me fired up about catching a tagged red, you know.
Yeah, that was interesting, you know. That red stupid got caught twice.
Yeah. But as far as the trout fishing goes, I'm still doing the same thing. I'm just kind of rotating my crops, fishing the same 6 or 7 areas in a couple of different parts of the bay every day, depending on the tide level and the wind direction. And most of our fish we're catching are in 6.5 to 8 foot of water on deep ledges. Everything I'm doing, whether it's West Bay or Lower Galveston or wherever it may be, there's drop-offs, there's ledges and things like that, and there's bait, lots of shad. Not seeing the rafts and mullet I was seeing 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'm just seeing a lot of little button shad and stuff. And honestly, last 4 or 5 trips, I didn't see a lot of any kind of surface activity. Everything's been kind of down. And matter of fact, I forget what day it was last week, had a couple of the guys throwing regular 1/8 ounce jig heads, the regular Bass Assassin 1/8 ounce. And of course I'm throwing that 1/8 ounce Pro Elite, which is seems much lighter. And they actually did really well right on the bottom. And the bites got really, really soft in this heat. Fish are still there, but they just haven't, at least on my boat, they haven't been as aggressive as they were leading up, you know, to last week. And I guess a couple weeks ago, we're leading up to that full moon, and they're always more aggressive then, you know. And then we got on the backside of that full, and things changed. But we'll see what happens today. Oh, one of my guys did catch a few on topwater. I forgot about that Friday. But I don't know, man. I find myself moving around more this summer than I did last year. And again, that could be because I'm able to, because it's been more calm on the days we can fish. You know, last summer you kind of pigeonholed a couple little spots pinned up, you know, against a shoreline or corner or whatever on a southwest wind. But but now I can kind of move around a little bit. But I've got Mike Silva and Roland Altinger and Todd this morning. Boy. Pete's out of town, so Todd's going to jump in and take his place like he normally does. But we were going to wait.
The time of year Pete's up in Alaska or Canada or somewhere, probably.
I think that's where he's at.
Knowing him,
He spends a lot of time up there, and then he was in Montana not too long ago. So, I don't know. That guy's all over. But anyway, we're going to wade this morning. But I don't know, man. I haven't had much luck wading when the tide's low like this. The water's gotten really hot again.
Yeah, it has.
You know, after the hurricane, it has. After the hurricane, it dropped down to like 82.5 degrees, and it slowly crept its way back up now to starting the day at 86.5, 87 degrees.
Yeah, and, it's got to be 90 when you come in, huh?
It is, even coming in early. I mean, we're not staying out past noon most days, and surface water temp is like pushing 90. And with that coupled with the low tide, to me, for fish and lures, is just not real conducive to wade fishing. You know, so we're probably going to stay in the fiberglass this morning and just go hit some of these ledges and stuff. But these trees are moving.
Especially with Vibrio floating around like it is, you just never know.
Oh, have there been some cases? I haven't even paid attention.
Well, the last I heard, there was around 15 in the Galveston area. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's just...
Huh. Well, usually when you get some rainfall like we did, you get a lot of this brackish kind of stagnant water.
Right, that brackish stagnant type water is, you know, that's where it's real prevalent.
Yeah, yeah, because the Vibrio vulnificus counts are high anyway when the water's warm and salty, and then when you get
when you add the fresh to it and the brackishness of the two mixing, that's when you get the...
It does something. Yeah, it does something to it.
Isn't that weird?
It's crazy. It is. It really is. But,
if anybody was going to get it, we should have done had it all these years, as much time as we spent in the water all through the summers wading and everything, cuts on.
That's true. Well, you know, they say that you got to have, you don't have to have a compromised immune system, but the folks that it affects the worst are people that have, you know, like cirrhosis of the liver or hepatitis or some kind of compromised immune system.
Sure.
And as far as I know, I don't. I may have. I don't know. But,
anyway. I don't want to know.
No, I don't either. I'm not even going to get the blood work done. I don't want to find
have
out.
To think about it. Yeah.
That's right. But no, that's it. It's been kind of slow, man. I was looking at last August, and I thought I had a better August trip-wise, bookings-wise last year, but honestly, it's about the same. I booked like 18 trips last August, which is horrible, and I booked 16 this August, so it's not much different. I think people are just, I think school getting ready to start, and people squeezing in their last-minute vacations, and the heat, I think it's a combination of things, but I had a really slow week, you know, bookings wise, but it worked out because I kind of been under the weather for the last 5 or 6 days, but starting today, I've got a pretty busy stretch from here on out, but I do have quite a few holes to fill the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of fish. Oh, I think so. We have a lot of fish in the system, but again, they're just fish. They're just fish. And of course, this fall and winter, we'll catch some unicorns. We'll have some 6 and 7 pound fish show up here and there. And then, of course, I'll be doing the Matagorda thing a little bit back and forth starting in October. And we usually pop a few little bit better fish down there.
Yeah, chances of better ones, you bet.
Yeah, so
James sent me a picture of a beautiful fish a buddy has caught, Dennis, you know, a 29 and
a half
incher. Yeah, beautiful fish.
Really? Wow.
Text it to you, yeah. Nice fish.
A 29 and a half inch trout?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
That's a good one. That's a real good one. But no, man, everything's still on, most everything's still on chartreuse silver glitter, and then that glow little John, and then straight lime truce bass assess, and nothing's changed as far as colors goes for me. Mm-hmm. Everything's pretty much the same. They're not slicking like they were either.
Right.
It's back to that stupid spot fishing thing, just spot hopping, man. I'm not wasting any time. I feel like a bass fisherman in a tournament or something. I'll pull up to an area and we'll stay there 15 minutes, and if we don't get bit, we leave. And I can never recall fishing that way.
Gotcha. All right, anyway. Buddy. Well, I got to roll. I am out of time, just like that, man. It goes fast. Right. Somebody wants to call you, Steve. How do they get a hold of you, brother?
All right, man. 409-256-7937.
All right. Break a leg, man. Get after it.
All right, man. I'll holler at you later.
Thanks, Steve. See you, buddy.
All right. Appreciate it, Mickey. Thank you.
All right. All right, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.